Here's how you can beat Einstein.
First, let's simplify everything inside of the 99th root. We have 3 raised to the 100th power minus 3 to the 99th power. Let's try to simplify that. 3 raised to the 100th power could actually be rewritten as 3 to the 99th power times 3, because whenever you multiply powers, you keep the base and add up the exponents. 99 plus 1 is 100. So if we have this and this, we could actually factor out 3 raised to the 99th power. That's going to look like this. 3 raised to the 99th power times 3 minus 1. Because if we expand this back out, it's going to give us exactly that. That's for our numerator. And then we're going to add our denominator. 3 minus 1 is 2, so we could cancel out the 2 in the top and bottom because 2 is being multiplied in the numerator, making our new expression look like this. The 99th power and inside is 3 raised to the 99th power. And in a rule that you should know is that, let's say we had the a root of x to the b power, that rewritten as a power is going to be the base x and the exponent is going to be b over a. So if we apply that formula, the base is going to be 3 and the exponent is going to be 99 over 99. 99 divided by 99 is going to be 1, so it's just going to be 3 raised to the first power, which, as you should know, is 3. That's going to be your value for e.